All right, we'll get rolling today. For us, on this day, it's about our competition, and that's one of the pillars of our program is the battle. So today we're going to treat like an in-season Wednesday, and all that goes along with that, the good-on-good work that we do. We'll do some of that in the red zone today. And so today, that's iron sharpening iron and having each other get one another ready to play. So we love what this is today, and we'll start our preparation for Arizona. Glad to open it up.
But yeah, Coach, any updates coming out of the game with KZ,
sure.
Freeman, some of the guys that were...
Yep. So Freeman's towards the end of the protocol. He's in the hard workout phase of that today, and hopefully we'll get him back practicing on the field, but not for today, but hopefully that'll be coming up soon. Kazee will be out this game with a sprained ankle, so we'll take him, you know, through all the rehab this week, and we'll see what it looks like for the game after that. Past that, we're in pretty good shape from an injury standpoint. That's the one that will be set back for this week. We hope to get Grace back. He'll be doing some things today. We hope to get McGee back doing some things today. So we're encouraged by having a few of those guys back in action.
Talked to Schrader. He said he was hoping to go into the third quarter. I know you said you're going to do it on an individual basis. But what are some of the plans for the big third dress rehearsal game?
Well, the first plan is, man, are we pumped to see this new stadium and to be in front of our crowd. But past that, we're excited to see the guys work together. We'll extend it a little bit longer, but some will play longer than others, and based on their readiness of where we think they're at. But we'll definitely extend the play time a little bit. But we don't have a set quarter in mind as much as it is set plays.
How much do you put stock in going in at half and making the adjustments and coming back out for, you know, just at least getting that practice in and exhibition season?
Yeah, we definitely do that in all of them for the exhibition time. So the adjustments and going through it, it's a part of it, but not the number one part. But there'll be definitely some guys that'll extend into the second half for sure.
Good. And have you decided which all guys are going to go second half and what's your?
I have.
Okay.
Won't share that with you, but I have. Yeah, we definitely have. But I'm excited about where the team can be. But there's still a lot of evaluation that has to go on. And that's an important part of this, too, to get some quarters. Some players, we want to get 8-10 quarters in this preseason to get a real evaluation. At the same time, it's our responsibility to get the guys who are with the first groups ready to play. So that's, I guess, what I'm saying. It depends individually on some guys. But we'll extend some players a little bit further in this game for sure.
But did you have on the stadium any? Did you get to, you know, even the way the locker room is or any of that kind of stuff?
Not a lot. When they said what was happening and how it was going, just from afar watching, it was really cool to see what my input would be more on some of the messaging, you know, that we have as a team. But we'll let the experts in the design phase stay that way. So for me, it was, what do you think about, you know, putting a big fat head right here, that would be up my alley. Yeah.
I know when players have to walk through, they're going to be looking at kind of the lights and some of
sure.
those sidelines. What kind of things as a coach are you looking for when you get out there?
Which way, you know, where is the sun? Could that be coming through at a time prior to kickoff? You know, certainly for day games because one has it and where it could come through. For the quarterbacks, you know, shot clock, where is that at? And fortunately, it's at almost eye level across the field where you don't have to go and look real high for some of your down and distance stuff. So for the returners, you know, that's an important one, seeing it up and seeing the ball go through the stadium and what possible, you know, spots could cause us trouble. So catching punts, catching kickoffs, throwing. But past that, I've been inside the stadium recently. And so for us, like, I can't wait to see the guys, you know, and see their locker room and on the field. And then past that, just seeing the connection that the city has with the fans. We feel that. And we want them to know how hard we want to play for them. And then in return, we also want them to know that the energy they provide for the team, they totally feel it. So we'll also go in Friday before the game and do a walkthrough there. And that'll be the first time for, I would say, 99% of the guys to be in the stadium and all of us, you know, when it's, you know, fully done. So we're really pumped to go check it out.
I know we only saw limited snaps, but of what you saw of Jack Crawford, with that being his first time he played on Sunday, what did you see from him, and what are you hoping to get out of him that you've seen during training camp this year?
I think he can really have a good role for us, Kelce, in the nickel package. He's got real quickness up the field. So that part we're hoping, you know, can come to life and add another pass rush element inside. He's got real length as a nickel defensive tackle. He's over 6'5". He's got long arms. So he can get on the edges of people and get around because of his quickness. So we're going to try and feature him in that way as often as we can in the nickel packages, where we can allow him to penetrate and get upfield. As that nickel group comes together, I've been encouraged by what we've seen. Grady and Poe and Jack and Sheed, it's been an active group for us so far in training camp. So we're anxious to see that take another step over these next couple weekends.
Preseason, but are you able to gain any confidence from what you saw from your first team offense with that Devontae and Julio weren't out there, two of your biggest players that seemed like it was operating on all cylinders without a hiccup?
Yeah, we don't talk about the guys who aren't playing too often. More than that, we talk about just it's in the game and in the moment of how we can go and attack. So I was pleased with the first drive, and at the same time, we know that's all it was, and we've got lots of work to do and lots of things that we're emphasizing, so we don't look too far down the line of where we think we are. To be honest, we know we've got a lot of work to do, and we're committed to doing that.
So how do you balance, considering how the first team offenses look in both of the first two preseason games, and they've had short work, how do you balance wanting to keep them healthy but also wanting to, as you said earlier, get them the work that they need to be ready for September?
Yeah, the readiness, that's the real factor. And oftentimes you can see that with the intent, the communication that goes along with that. So in this game, you know, that we'll go a little bit longer. But as far as, you know, playing a long time, there'll be some that'll play a long time that we want to see more of. And there'll be others that will, you know, kind of call them back quickly based on their readiness. So it's not just a blanket statement for the entire team. But past that, man, we're really pumped to get back home. You know, it's, you know, two games on the road, and we like what that feels like. And it was cool to see some of our fans traveling both to Lauderdale and Miami and out to Pittsburgh. So, but being back home for us, that's where the focus is at this week, because it's a big time to, you know, to see a new stadium. And this is our first chance to show these fans, you know, how important it is, you know, for them there, us there, and the whole connection of everybody.
I would imagine most NFL teams have had at least one home preseason game.
And it does, yeah. I think it feels ready to be home. You know, we like the road trips, but now it's like, all right, it's there's nothing like doing it with your own crowd and your own stuff. So moving into a new spot, as special as this place is going to be, yeah, you can see the excitement building already. Yes, Paul.
Coach, do you still want to be cautious with Julio, with his situation, just because, you know, I know he's talked about, hey, he feels great and everything like that, but obviously he hasn't played in the first two exhibitions.
Yeah, we'll take it through the week. He had a good week last week and did a bunch in the pregame. And then if he looks good and wants to get some into this week and he keeps progressing like he has, then that would be something we'd consider.
I know you're worried about your own team.
Right.
When you see, like, major injuries to star players in preseason games, does that cause any?
Every time you see it, it's a bummer, you know, because, you know, guys are battling for it and going. But we also know, you know, that's also, you know, like the game we're in, and it's a bummer, you know, when you see a guy get injured, and especially when it's a long-term one, you know, that can set a guy back for a long time. So in the game, it's not something that you go through a lot, but as you go through the preseason, we have this conversation every training camp because, where did that come from and how did that happen? And you get disappointed. But at the same time, we all recognize that's part of it. And if you go into a game too much one way or another, especially as a player, that's usually when you get jammed up.
For Tack, I mean, what do you like about where he's, how he's come along, and then especially given where he's picked up things not being around in the spring, and then also what does he add as far as what we don't necessarily see, maybe personality-wise, or is he still that passionate kind of guy around you in the field?
If you're describing that like draft day passion, we probably don't see that every day, but what we do see on an every day is toughness. And that part shines through really clearly. So we were encouraged by his first, game and what he can do. We feel the speed that he plays with. He's got a really good get-off, meaning he can beat a guy to the punch off the snap. you know, we're working him in. That was his first time. I think he got about 10 plays on defense, and that was kind of the goal, about that number, and some on special teams. And he'll get some more this weekend and help for his get readiness. But where are we pumped for him? The work that he did in the offseason, and where he was away from here and all his teammates, he had to put the work in and put a really good plan together, how to rehab, how to go through that. Him and Bryant Young had to get together at evening times and Facebook, going through the playbook together, and that part has come through. So you have real respect for a guy that puts the work in, even when they're not around his team. And that was a real way to demonstrate to his guys when he got back here, I put the work in rehab-wise, I put the work in the playbook. And you're always looking to say, you can count on me, you can trust me, especially as a young player, and he's doing that.
You spoke yesterday about still needing to see a lot of players. Can you speak in big picture terms about what you see from the depth and the competitions maybe in comparison to where you finished last year?
Like certain positions?
Well, big picture. Does it concern you that, you know, the team hasn't been able to hold second half leads?
Yes. The standard is the same for, you know, all of us. And so, yeah, that's a bummer, you know, to get outscored in the second half, because what you want to avoid is, that's okay, the first group did this, and the second group didn't, or however you looked at it, a third group. When we're playing, we're just a group. And so we make the corrections for everybody. What are we looking for? Overall, I like the speed of our team. You know, you can feel that. But I'd like to see that on a more consistent basis. All the way through, whether it's covering a kick, a play on defense, a route on offense. Line of scrimmage for us is still going to be something that it's padded, it's going, and the offensive line, defensive line, we're going to continue to emphasize that hard. I've been encouraged by a lot of things that I've seen both on the practice field and in the preseason games at different points. So you're looking at, last week we played 86 players. And you wanted to make sure 85, something like that, where it was like, that's a lot of guys to get evaluations on. And some of them were good evaluations and some of them weren't. And that's part of that time, too, for us to find out what role can you do. And we'd rather see that in the preseason to say, okay, we tried you in that role, you can do more, or we tried you in that role, that one's not going to go, that's not going to be for you. So it's a little bit of us finding out about the player and also a little bit of them showing what they can do. And for the times we found out what they can't, we found that out too. So now it's back to kind of a reset for us as we're heading into the third week. We made the corrections that we wanted to from the game, but we love, kind of the attitude and atmosphere that we create for practice. So we're ready to go do it again.
Have you seen Pat Storey yet, and how's he?
I have seen him. He came on the trip with us, and so we did a little bit pregame and just got right into the meetings. We'll put him on a limited basis for a while. We want to see what his readiness looks like. He's coming off a rehab for an injury, so we're going to make sure we do right by him so he sees at his best lead before we give him the full clearance. So he'll do individual, he'll do that type of thing for a good week or so. He won't participate this weekend. He and KZ both will be out of the game. But past that, I am anxious to see what he can do, and Marty and the strength staff will put together a really good plan for him off the field, and Chris and the guys will throw one together on the field.
What was his injury?
He had a pec injury. Yep.
Robert, how's he? He had the fair catch and big return against Miami. I know you all are excited about him.
Yeah, we are.
Flipping some fields for you.
Yeah, we are excited. And so he was, at this point, he thought he had a misread on one of the returns where he really could have set it up and he went too wide. And anytime you start chopping your feet in a kickoff return, generally good returns don't follow. So he, recognized that, and so he's kind of anxious to get back out because we were excited on the first one down in Miami. So he's also been a good addition from a receiving standpoint, and that part, has come alive as well for us. The toughness, good hands going in into block in our system, that's important too. So I'm encouraged by what we see so far.
Catch one was, did he have to catch it inside? Well, it looked like when he dripped it inside the 20, it was a fair catch. Otherwise, he would have.
Yeah, no guidelines for that he was supposed to. But if he had a chance, in these preseason, we really want to see the guys return when they can. So same thing on the kickoff return. We have to be really deep in the end zone for us to not want to come out. And that one, when you're trying to evaluate, you want to take your shot and go. Where maybe in the preseason, I say, okay, this is a good time. Take the knee. We'll take it at the 25. But in the preseason, I think it's worth taking your shot to go. And same thing on the other side. We're trying to drop some kickoffs down around the goal line where there might be some time to say, you know what, you know, this kickoff return man is pretty good. We'd be just fine at the 25. And you know, other times you want to try and put it in the corner and see if you can pin them inside the 20. So all those things would come into play that you may normally game plan. But for right now, we got some guys really wanting to show what they can do on teams, and we're excited to see it.
Pastor, that might jeopardize him for the season, or is he?
I don't think so, but we want to make sure. Yeah, we want to make sure that we're that we have a better feel for where he is at, and before we extend out further. So, the first couple days for us will be assessing where he's at, strength and conditioning and movement, and then we'll give him more and more each day. We're going to kind of map out a plan after today and tomorrow, assessing where he's at, and then move forward with that plan.
Some of us, when we first saw him, like, he's bigger than, you know, what you expected. I'm just curious, going back to, you know, your past and throughout your career, when's the last time you had a guy that big where you could, you know, place him anywhere on the
inside? Well, it was like that kind of versatility. Probably the last group of big guys that I can remember that were real long like he is, and I'm not comparing this player to those players, but we played him a lot inside during my times way back at Miami. Kevin Carter and Vonnie Holiday were really tall and long inside guys. So they come in different sizes, you know, pass rushers do, and sometimes you can have Grady and his style and how he can penetrate is way different than how Jack will rush, and they may even study when they're watching an offensive lineman, they may study different players against that guy based on a guy's quickness. So that's part of it, knowing Vic Beasley may look at an offensive tackle against a certain matchup differently than Brooks Reedwood, where he wants all the power stuff and Vic may want all the speed and edge things. So I'm encouraged by where Jack, you know, can go with us. It was a good matchup. You know, he played against a good guard on a number of snaps in the game the other day at Pittsburgh. So that's the kind of matchups that we'd love to see.